welcome to Vocal Profiling Live in BBS Radio. This is Sherry Edwards. I'm your host for the next hour, and we're going to be talking about that music that you just heard. The music was called La Ciel, and it was by James Marshall, who you probably know as an actor. He played in Gladiator and A Few Good Men. Had a series that he played on TV in Twin Peaks. He not only is an actor, but he is a composer. And he composed that music for a very, very special reason. We'll be talking to James, possibly, or his wife, Renee Allman. She's supposed to be with us on the show. We've tried to reach her. We're going to keep trying to reach her and see what's going on. There's a very, very special story behind that music, and you're going to hear about it today. On this show, we invite our listeners to call in and have their voice analyzed for answers to questions that may be bothering them. They need an answer to which direction to choose. So if any of you want to call in, we use your own voice. We record it right over the air here, and we look at what's going on with you. If you want, you don't have to give your real name. So the call-in number, the toll-free one, 888-228-4494. We try to give you answers without all the oughts and shoulds and peer pressure. We call it Inner Sense software, and a lot of you know we've been giving it away, nanovoice.org, which you can still download the program. There's a free class that goes with it. The whole idea is to show that the voice really can provide you information about your inner self, and we want the public to be able to know who they really are, what they stand for. Also, it can be used for political evaluations of the president or whoever else is out there making announcements. You can use it on the phone with people who call you to see if they're telling you the truth or not. It's very handy. It doesn't cost anything, absolutely free. Thousands and thousands of people have been using it, and we hope you download it from Nano, N-A-N-O, voice.org. We have several surprises for you today. We're going to give away a computer program, not just this Nano program, but we're going to give away a program, and it's worth $300. So stay tuned to find out how you can be the recipient of that program. Renee Marshall, really Renee Allman, who's married to James Marshall, is going to be with us. And Renee, if you are listening to this broadcast, we are trying to get in touch with you. I think Seth is continuing to call you to see if we can get you on the phone. We're going to be hearing about Renee's husband and his miraculous recovery using human bioacoustics and some of the research we're doing here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology here in Ohio. And we're going to tell you more about an opportunity to hear about the swine flu. I know you probably don't want to hear anymore, but we have figured out who is being targeted with the swine flu, and I think you're going to be flabbergasted at the 5 or 6 target populations. And the computer program that we're going to be giving away is one about the swine flu so that you can test your own voice, you can test the voice of people in your community, and you can see if you guys are being subjected to some kind of swine flu. You know, I don't really mean swine flu because it could be any flu. I just think this swine flu scare was ridiculous, and we don't need to be afraid of it anymore. Within a few hours, we had the antidotes ready. And so I'd like to play a little bit something from YouTube about Congressman Ron Paul about the swine flu to get a perspective of where we're coming from with this. It's only a few minutes long, but it puts it into terms that I think will stop the fear. Oh, I got two things going at once. I gotta stop that. I have no. I'm gonna start this over. I have no technical support tonight.
I was pretty upset and concerned about the swine flu. This is interesting to me, not only for political reasons, but also as a physician. It makes me think back to 1976, the first year I served in the Congress. We had a vote on swine flu. Back then, there was a panic, and they said it was going to sweep the nation, and they rapidly came up with some flu shots, and the government was going to inoculate everybody and save the world from this disaster. I remember there were two votes against it, myself and Larry McDonald, another physician. It turned out, though, that our instincts were correct. Not only did we object to it because we didn't think the government should be in the medical business and making these medical decisions, but it turned out that the instincts were absolutely right because the flu came and the flu went and one person died, except for those individuals who died from getting the flu vaccine. And over 25 people died just from getting the vaccine, and many got ill from it until finally they had to suspend the whole program. And here we are once again, the swine flu coming up, and everybody's panicking. And this is not to downplay the seriousness. Some people have died, and some people might die yet. We have had no deaths in this country, but there are 7 or 8 cases up in New York. None have even been hospitalized. And yet it's practically like we've been attacked by nuclear weapons. I mean, press conference over the weekend, prime item for the Department of Homeland Security. How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business? You know, it just is totally, totally out of control on what they think we should do. But you know, trying to put this in a perspective, I checked to find out how many cases of tuberculosis we had last year. We had about 13,000 cases of tuberculosis. Now, that's a serious disease. And also, the last time they recorded the number of deaths in this country was in 06, and there were 644 deaths from tuberculosis. Now, I hate to even bring that subject up to try to put this in a proper perspective, because maybe tomorrow they're going to quarantine everybody in the world coming into this country to watch out for tuberculosis. And all these things are very serious. The big question is, does a bigger government always solve these problems? They usually make things much worse. So all I'm asking people to do is step back and think for a minute rather than rushing and panicking and taking advantage of opportunities like this. This is what happens, whether they're economic problems or medical problems. The people who love big government take advantage of this. And in the Department of Homeland Security, she's really not acting outside the prerogatives of that department. And one of the reasons I voted against it, it's an open-door invitation to deal with medical problems. And, of course, the way I see medical care in this country is deteriorating and the costs are skyrocketing, mainly because we have had central economic planning in medicine now for 30-some years. It hasn't worked very well, so now we're about to embark on socialized medicine. But I just don't think that we need the government in this manner dealing with this problem in a hysterical manner. We ought to just sit back and think about it for a minute, and maybe we'll come to our senses. But certainly it isn't a responsibility of the Department of Homeland Security, even though technically they might have the authority. That, to me, is not something that should be turned over to that department. That is the medical care of this country.
Well, that is Ron Paul, the voice of sanity in this country, and you heard it from him. So let's question this a little bit. What is really going on? Why would this press conference be called by the White House press secretary, Robert Gibbs, and the head of the CDC, Robert Besser, was there, the head of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano? What were they trying to do? Why did they want to put a scare in people? You know, they're talking about this swine flu. It's going to kill thousands of people. We started looking at this in our research because we've done this before. We've done herpes. Hello?
Hi, Sherry. It's Renee.
Hi. Thank you for calling in. This is great.
I tried calling in a couple of times. It just wasn't going through, but I'm here. I'm listening. You can carry on, and then I'll join you.
Okay. That is great. So I'm questioning why the head of the CDC, Richard Besser, was there. I can hear an echo, Renee. Could you turn your speaker down?
Yeah. Okay.
Why was
can
the head of
the echo now?
I don't hear the echo now. That's good. So why was the head of Homeland Security? Yes, I'm hearing it again.
That's weird because I'm on my cell and I'm in my office, but I don't have anything on.
Beth, could you check in
the different part of the room?
Why we're hearing this echo? A little technical trouble there, having an echo on the line. So we were talking about why the scare? Why do it on a weekend? Why have these big head honchos? What were they really trying to tell us? They were trying, I think, to make us jump for this option of a swine flu shot, vaccination, because Janet Napolitano said at the time, we only have about enough shots for about a quarter of the people. And I really think that they thought people were so stupid that they were going to rush out and get all of these flu shots. And this companies that have these contracts with the government to supply these flu shots, their stock went through the roof. And you can listen to part of this on YouTube. Just put in Lynn Horowitz, LENHOROWITZ, and it is the swine flu outbreak of 2009. And he talks about these pharmaceutical companies and the vaccinations. He named names. He says it is Novavax, N-O-V-A-V-A-C, Inc., he names one of their people, James S. Robinson, that they had stockpiled these vaccines from contract with the government. And he thinks, you know, this universal they, you know, who's doing this to us? Who's putting this out there that's a problem? So this universal they comes down to, according to Lynn Horowitz, this company Novavax, Inc., and Alika Jones has put out a lot of information about that, too, and it's on YouTube. So why would the government go along with this? Well, the government has to be involved. They are already because they have immunized all of the vaccine makers against any kind of lawsuit. So here it is, a virus, this H1N1. And in the beginning, the first day they did it, there were six strains. We jumped on the government database, and we looked at the six strains, and we decoded them. They were in Texas, I think California, Ohio, and one other state, maybe Kansas. The next day, there was eight strains, and so we decoded those. The next day, it jumped to 179 strains. When we started decoding those, just like we did with the herpes virus and papilloma, they started duplicating themselves, being the same frequencies and numbers. And I checked today, and there's now 13,772 duplicates or mutations. The CDC lists 7,927 people who've reported this flu with 11 deaths. And you just heard Ron Paul say, this is not really a big problem. Yes, people have the flu, but it's minuscule compared to even tuberculosis he was talking about. The most cases have been in Texas, and we have decoded those strains. And the music that you heard contains the antidotes to those strains. Now, that's an incredible piece of information. Were you saying something, Renee?
Yeah, I find it so amazing. You're right that they have to do a scare tactic to scare us into doing what they want us. You know, it's almost starts feeling like we're being farmed. And
boy, that's a good way to put it. You think you're
If you look across, you know, yeah, it just feels like we're being farmed, and you know. And we need to wake up and stop walking with all the cattle saying, okay, this is the way they go to the slaughterhouse, is my view. And I think that for them not to want to give us our power and let us heal ourselves and do these certain things is by far so strange. I mean, there's a story that you had told that stuck inside my brain about a woman who was she a doctor? A doctor that you knew refused to give her child vaccination. The judge wanted her to say, you know, that it was for religion. She said, no, it's because of his health. And I guess she was taken from him, or he was taken from her, and then he's now a vegetable. And she lost her license. Go ahead.
They gave him the shots, and he became very, very damaged. And she developed a system of homeopathy to bring him out of it. So from what I hear now, he's coming out of it. But since this...
Oh, thank God.
Since this is
just
going
amazing.
On, there's forced vaccinations, and the swine turned out to be nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What are we being prepared for?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we?
I want to know. Well, that's by getting this word out and us becoming strong and standing up for ourselves and going, you know what? I refuse to be farmed, and I refuse to, you know, walk with the goats and just go along the way and just be another sheep or goat or cow or whatever you want to put it like, and just say, oh, okay, because they say, well. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's like saying that we don't have a brain and we can't think for ourselves and all our choices have been taken away from us and we're just going to do what they say. Well, who are they? And how can they put in that much mercury in one shot and give a bombard of shots to a child that can't even handle, you know, a human grown man can't even handle the mercury in one of those shots? How can they even think that the brain can even function after that is bizarre. And then to stand up and say, well, we don't know. I mean, well, if you don't know, then why would you do it anyway? Why would you risk a chance on any child? No child should have to pay the price and be the guinea pig. No child. No.
You're joining me on my soapbox.
I am. No child should have to pay.
I've talked to several swine flu threat, and they all say it's a hoax, but it's causing people to be very afraid. And so this show is... we don't want people to be paranoid, but we do want them to be prepared, and we want to stop the invasion of people's rights. Renee, would you introduce yourself? You're an actress, and why are you on the show?
Yeah. I'm an actress. I've been in several movies, and I was on a soap opera for a while, Port Charles, and I've done, you know, various different things with that, and I decided to just do my holistic stuff. I got into it because my husband, who's a well-known actor, James Marshall, who's known for Twin Peaks and A Few Good Men, was injured from a pharmaceutical company. And I can't say any names, and I can't say any products or anything, but I can say that he was severely damaged and spent a half a year in a hospital. And... luckily, his life, he lived through it. How? We have no idea. He lost an organ through it. And we had to figure out how to make him healthy. And he was down to about 112, 114 pounds when we came across you through listening to a radio show that James listens to, Coast to Coast. And I took your number down, called you. You analyzed his voice, gave him notes to play with his guitar, gave him a recipe for food and a delivery system of water because the liquids weren't penetrating properly, so it was a different type of water that you recommended that he drink, and he drank it, and it revitalized him. He has put on, you know, 30 pounds and is making music again, is starting to act again, which he thought he would never, ever want to again, because he was injured so badly at the peak of his career, it was a very sore subject for him. He was offered an amazing roles, and he was laying on his deathbed, and people were just shocked at what happened to this, you know, strapping young guy who was this A-list actor that was just like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? What do you mean he's, like, incapacitated? How? And all because of a silly thing that was so, it wasn't even a medication that was necessary. It was so stupid. And we learned a lot through this. We opened a holistic center, and I'm now becoming a practitioner to carry on Sherry's work, because her work is absolutely real and absolutely saved James' life. And there's just no question about it. I mean, we know what it does, and he started doing the music, and now we have this song that Sherry wrote the format to, and it was so funny, because when she gave the notes to him, there were notes that were so strange, and it was like, wait a minute, these notes don't go together. Wow, okay. So by morning, 4 a.m., he had, written this song and recorded it, and it was fantastic. And he said, I'll let you hear it in a day or so. And so, ironically, I came down with a sore throat and my voice was lost. And he said, do you want to listen? And I said, sure. So I put the headphones on and listened. I handed him back the headphones, and I go, I think it's fantastic. Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. And he goes, listen to your voice. And I'm like, what? And I go, oh, my voice is back. And we're like, oh my gosh. So it definitely helped me, and it was so cool. It was just amazing. It was just amazing. He was so fascinated too, because, like I said, I've said this over and over. My husband, who his main passion, he's known mostly for his work in movies and television, but his passion is his guitar. He loves his guitar. He's played guitar since he was a young boy, and his hero was Jimi Hendrix. And Jimi Hendrix was quoted as saying, one day they will find that Sound of Music can heal the world. And here he is, later in his life, gone through what he's gone through and learned so much, and sitting down writing music with Sherry and healing the world. So, I mean, it's come full circle for him, and he feels so proud to be a part of this, and so happy to have met Sherry, and it's a great thing.
Let's back up just a little bit. One of the other things that we did with James is we looked at the sounds in his voice and had him off-tune his guitar a little bit and play those sounds for himself, not just a change in food. He was actually using the musical compositions from his own vocal chart. And he was using it with a guitar right next to him, so he was getting all of those frequencies, and it ended up helping him. And we conceived of this idea that if that kind of music could help him based on his vocal print, then let other people too. And so when the swine flu thing came up, this big scare tactic, I was at my wit's end. How can I get this information to people? How can it be done in an easy way? So that's one of the things that we want to do. If people will write to me, I will give them a vocal profiling program that will help them identify the swine flu. And they just need to write to me at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, on air, Sherry on air at gmail.com. But more important than that, and easier, is that we took these same concepts. I said we decoded the swine flu and all other threats. Within a few hours, we had it decoded and ready to go, but I didn't know what to do with it because you just can't let that computer program out to people. They have to be trained on it. So we are also going to train people. But Renee and I talked probably a couple times a week, and she said, well, let's just see if we can create this music from the swine flu. And so I said, well, it really sounds strange, and we could put some antidotes in there. We could put the STAT gene, which really helps the immune system. We could put resveratrol, which is from grape seeds. We could put things like interleukin 13, which seems to help this. And so that's what James took to the studio and came up with this song. Is he still in the studio?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is, unfortunately. They took a break for about an hour, and then they just went back in about an hour ago. So, and they haven't come out. And I was hoping, and I kept going up to the door, but the light's still on. And when they're recording, and that light's on, you can't open the door.
Well, I understand, and thank you for filling in. I understand this creative passion. You have this album. It has a beautiful cover. Tell people about this album that has the healing sound for the swine flu and how they can have a copy of it.
Absolutely. It's called Le Ciel, which means the sky. And it is departure from flus and toxins, departure and arrival from flus and toxins. And everybody that listens to this, it's about, I think it's like 8 to 10 minutes long, but you listen to it. And the funny thing is about this song is that everyone says the same exact thing. Oh, I didn't want it to end. Because it makes them feel so good when they're listening to it. The sound, you just don't want it to end. But they can go to, we have someone set up to take in the emails now. We have a website being built. Our webmaster's building it right now. And the site is going to be called Pharmacoustics. And we're going to put all the different things that we're doing, you know, Sherry, that we're going to have chamomile, elderberry, black elderberry. We'll do all different things, all kinds of different songs for different antidotes. Right now they can go to lifelighttherapy@gmail.com. And that's lifelighttherapy therapy, therapy@gmail.com. And when they go there, they can just send us their information. The song is $3.99. The person can take your information and either send you a hard copy CD, or we will directly send you
download.
The song. Yeah, a download. Either or.
Well, you're charging for this to help open your center there in L.A. that's going to be doing sound healing for people.
Exactly. The whole purpose of this is to raise money for the center, and to get this we need to get this to the community here, and we want to do a really good job with it. We want to be here for everybody, and we want to make sure that people are getting what they deserve, to be healed without side effects and drastic, catastrophic things happening to their body.
I'm hearing this echo again. When we were working with this originally, with the herpes virus, the flu virus, papilloma, Epstein-Barr, we found out that we needed sound, about 8 minutes. So the song is about a little over 8 minutes long, and that was deliberate mm-hmm. because that's how long it takes to decloak these pathogens that take our own protein debris, and they make themselves a little cloak, and so the body killer cells can't find them. So the music looks like it's cloaking these viruses so that the killer cells, the neutrophils, can come in and clean them up like they should. So it's really healing from the inside out using music, like Jimi Hendrix says, and Edgar Cayce, and there's a lot mm-hmm. of people down through the ages have said that music is going to be the next healing, the new healing. Mm-hmm. We look at this music as medicine, and music mm-hmm. is really math, so math is medicine. And we've been able to look at the frequencies, the math of someone's voice, and then artificially entrain their brain to make their body do what it needs to do to function absolutely optimally to its best form and function.
What a beautiful thing, too.
And I encourage you, $3.99 to get this download. It has a beautiful cover on it. And we're going to be doing more. James mm-hmm. had the idea of doing chamomile tea for mm-hmm. peaceful music. We've thought, too, of, you know, Ron Paul just said tuberculosis. There's 13,000 people, I think, die or have it every year or come up new with it. Maybe it said 30,000. So what if we could do music to help heal tuberculosis from the inside out, or emphysema, or cancer, or... I think this is just an incredible start of a whole new genre. And James has also agreed that if we do people's vocal prints, he can write personal music for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know how long that will take or how much it will cost. You guys will probably work that out. And,
yeah.
Would you give your email address again?
Yeah, at life, L-I-F-E, L-I-G-H-T, therapy, therapy, at gmail.com.
Renee, we've been talking about this flu and about the Novavax, having all this antidotes ready before it was ever announced that the flu was out there, about Baxter Pharmaceutical, a company in Austria, accidentally, which I don't believe a word of, accidentally putting bird flu and swine flu in one thing and sending it out as vaccinations for our kids. I mean, this is just mm-hmm. crazy. If Baxter Pharmaceutical is that careless, they should be fined. If
they're that careless, then they shouldn't be sending out anything, because they're not competent to handle what they're doing. And I don't believe that a facility of that magnitude with that supposedly sharp chemist, whatever, so speaking, you know, whatever is working there designing all this stuff, I don't believe that they can accidentally send that out. How does that accidentally end up?
I don't think anybody believes it was an accident, but there's been no investigation, no nothing about it. And if somebody just hadn't said, well, I need to test this before we give it to people, nobody would have mm-hmm. even known it. And it was like thousands mm-hmm. of doses. This would have been such an incredible outbreak.
It's insane.
I don't believe it's an accident.
I don't. I really don't. That's just inexcusable. And a company at that level, no, that can't be an accident. Oops, I'm sorry, we slipped. Whoops. Oops, who's going to make money here now? Whoops.
You know, one of the things that I have an objection to is there was a swine outbreak in like 1919 and then another one in 1936. And I mm-hmm. saw one place on the Internet where they said, we guarantee we have the frequencies to get rid of the swine flu. And what it turned out to be was just somebody trying to rip you off, and based on people that are scared. And then I see people trying to sell nano silver, and, oh, we have the best kind, and ours has less particulates, ours has smaller molecules. You know, if somebody's going to provide something to you and then charge you an outrageous price, there was one company that was broadcasting frequencies to people for a dollar a day. And they said so far they had 45,000 people on their list that they were broadcasting to every day.
Wow.
Now that's $45,000 a day they're making over people's fears. And when
that's
it turns
sad.
Around, when it turns around and, okay, it wasn't such a big outbreak, they're now claiming that it was their broadcast that stopped it.
You know, of course. That's funny. It's hilarious. I mean, it's preposterous. It's just, it's a, you know what? These kinds of things just, you know, and I try not to get so emotional about it, but when you're playing on the fears of parents that have, and those are the people that mainly get afraid, you know, are these parents that have children and they're afraid. And your protection instinct goes up, you know, as a parent, and you want to protect, so you're seeking the best protection. And to prey on that is just so ridiculously, I mean, it's, first of all, it's, you're breaking a spiritual code, and you're doing something against not only, yourself as a person, but to this universe and to mankind. That is just a very, just an unloving, coming from such a place of greed and such a place of self, feeling that, that can only, have a backwards effect on that person eventually somewhere down the line. I do believe that. And, when your intentions are of the greatest good and for humanity and for making sure children are okay in this country, and that I have a whole nother problem with how that issue is too. I'm just like, oh, don't get me on my thing there. But, yeah, when you come from a place like that you're coming from, Sherry, and you're genuinely helping families, genuinely using real science, it's not just like hokey dokey, yeah, this is spiritual, blah, 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 you know, no, this is the real deal. This is real, not fake, and helping people, and you're doing service, you know, there's a big difference. And I believe that, you know, I believe that only good is going to come out of all this. And those who are wise and are listening will, and you know, it just comes down to this. People that get really injured are going to start looking for other ways. They're going to go, oh gosh, I shouldn't have done that. Or, oh yeah, I heard, or oops, now what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? And believe it or not, we were in that boat. And we were like, oh no, you know, how do we fix this? What do we do? What do we do? And luckily enough, we stumbled across and were able to put some healing in our family that we so desperately needed. And, you know, I didn't have to bury my husband, and, my son's father. So,
Sometimes I'm just absolutely speechless at man's inhumanity toward their own kind.
Mm-hmm.
I am too. Here in a few minutes that is going to show you how conniving, I don't even have a word for it, but I wanted to get in before we run out of time that the Texas and Ohio strains of the flu, if you have the note of E or the note of B in stress, you are more vulnerable to the Ohio and the Texas strains. And for people in California, Renee, the people who have the note of G and the note of B strained are more susceptible to getting flus. Now, in this song, we put antidotes of certain notes, C, E, F sharp, G, and A. But we also put in there resveratrol, interleukin. Mm-hmm. So not only is there direct antidotes to this flu, but there's antidotes to any kind of immune hit. And when we were looking at this, and trying to figure out where this was really coming from. And there's mm-hmm. only three or four different kinds. There's a kind of hemagglutinin. I can't even pronounce this word. H-E-M-O-G-G-L-U-T-I-N-I-N. Okay, that's one of the kinds of flus, and it attacks the red blood cells. It makes them coagulate, collect together so that there's decreased oxygen. There's another strain, matrix protein, that changes your genetic material. There's just several different kinds that we put in here. But when we started looking at the activators, now, when you have a sensitivity, they can target that sensitivity with a gene. Like they can target only Mexicans or this kind of genetic makeup. And one of the things that just shows you how horrible this is, one of the strains target people who've had the papilloma vaccination. So here they are out here telling young school children from the age of 10 and 11 that they need to have this papilloma virus shot because they'll get cervical cancer. If they have sex, and they even try to talk the young boys, into getting this shot. And then they give that shot for 2 years, and then they turn around with a flu that targets that population.
Unbelievable.
You could make a movie out of that.
Yeah, you could. It's evil. You know, it's beyond words, and you know, that all I can say is what I want to say is not good, but
it makes you speechless, doesn't it?
Yeah,
makes you absolutely speechless. When I think about it, we looked at the other populations that these flus were targeting, and one was people who have a lot of mercury. So that's going to include the ADD kids. And combined with that is people who have had strep throat.
Oh, how bizarre. You know what? And look at every person that's vaccinated has loads of mercury in them.
Absolutely.
And in France, they don't even allow them to put the mercury in the shots, but we demand it. It's so retarded. It's like they make all the vaccines come from over in Europe. They don't put the mercury in it, and then for some reason America demands that they put a mercury, one of the most neurotoxins known to man, demand to put that in a shot to preserve it so doctors could have their bread and butter or whatever it is they need. And inject it. I don't even know how doctors can deal with themselves after they've maimed all these kids and just continue on looking in the mirror and practicing. You know, and practicing, because they're not God, they're practicing medicine, and be okay with that.
Well, they're brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other groups that it targets is people who have hearing problems. Another group is people who have weak muscles. People who have candida. People who have vanadium low, so that would be like people with diabetes. So this is a very specific targeted. And when we decode natural things here, they have a natural flow to the math. This stuff doesn't. It's a combination.
Well, you know what it sounds to me, you know what the combination sounds like to me, Sherry, listening to you speak and hearing this? It's almost like, well, if you're looking at somebody, you know, who feels they're superior and got this mad scientist approach, survival of the fittest, let's get rid of all the weak and make us a superior, strong race. That's what it's sounding like. It's bizarre.
But, Renee, why? We're the peons that pay the taxes. What? I can't understand. You know, the stock went through the roof or whatever Lynn Horowitz is talking about. So is it really, are they willing to kill that many of us just for money?
Well, you know what? My belief in that is, yes, watching my husband go through this and watching a medication do this and knowing now what that medicine does, and it's still out there and they're targeting it to such young ages as well, and there are so many people that have been hurt by this. Yeah, because if I had a company and was putting some medicine out and I heard of anybody being hurt, I'd be like, whoa, back up. We got to back this way up, guys. You know, we've done something wrong here. We need to fix this. I think that we are at a level with all the knowledge that we have, and, you know, God forbid, my grandfather's passed on. He was a rocket scientist in the Cold War. But with all we know, going to the moon, doing all the things we know, how can we not design medicines that have, you know, these without having these serious side effects? It's ridiculous. There's a reason for them, I think.
Do you think this is like trying to get rid of the people they think are inferior and create like an Aryan race like happened with Hitler? Is that what's really going on? And they've just disguised it so well people don't get it?
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, you hear things all the time, but I'm not going to be... it's like on one point I go, well, I don't want to be too crazy to say that, but on the other hand, well, shit. Look, our government has done things. Here's some blankets. We want to give you blankets because we care about you. Now we're just going to walk away and pretend like we love you, but we just killed you and your children and gave you smallpox. You know, they did that to the Indians. That was our government that was supposedly helping them. We're helping you.
So it comes down.
I don't get that.
It comes down to a matter of trust. Do you trust government?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you trust?
I don't myself.
Do you trust medical people who just have not woke up yet? There's some nice, wonderful people that work with us that have been medically trained that are just waking up. They're not under big pharma and people coming to their offices and having them push drugs. And, you know, in my own experience, when I went to the hospital, I had a stroke a few years ago. And the first thing they wanted to do, without ever checking, was put me on a cholesterol-lowering drug. And I read about it, and it was nothing more than glorified niacin, a natural vitamin. Now, why not just feed me the food with the niacin in it and not get all these side effects?
Exactly. They need to make that money on that. You need that now. You need to have that. We can tell you a more pure way and a better way to do it scientifically for your body, but hell, that won't make us any money.
Well, let's fight back. Let's have James write music. Let's have people download and buy the song that we have. You know, the swine flu is not a big deal, but what about the next one? We need to make a network of sound people. When this happens, instantly we can get those frequencies to them. We need people in every town, in every little community that are willing to train to do this, and we will give you the computer program to do it. We will train you the next class. If people want to join us for a class, and this is free, it's on June 8th, and they can get in touch with us at class@vocalprofileing.com. I'll even give you the number to our office, 740-698-9119. 740-698-9119. We can't do more than provide you the computer program, provide you the class, and provide you the music at an incredibly minimal price that could be used so easily to broadcast to your family bioacoustically, keep them safe. I can't say that overall with the FDA kind of a problem. But I just think it's incredible what happened to James. It's incredible that it's turned around his life so he's willing to write this music for people. And I'm speechless. And you stumbled over your words, too. I think we're both...
I know, we are. And you know what, Sherry, a thing that a thought just occurred to me. You know, Dr. Emoto, who does the, He was did you hear me now?
I can hear you now, you sound like you were underwater for a minute there.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, you know, you've heard of Dr. Emoto, right, who did the water crystals?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about this. If just writing a simple word and a simple prayer, how they've cleaned up water reservoirs, they've changed water in various different that were in such contaminated conditions with prayer thought and so forth, and he has proven over and over with writing words on these on this water and changing the actual crystals with each word. If just writing a word vibrates a frequency on this water, and we are almost all water, then what could sound be doing? It's that simple.
It travels 90 times
more efficiently. Writing a word. Huh?
It travels 90 times more efficiently through water, too.
Absolutely. Yep.
Well, I just have an idea. We are doing a study right now of putting frequency in water and taking pictures of these dancing images that it creates underwater. Why don't we use those as the cover of this entire series that we're going to do?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's incredibly awesome.
Yeah.
I would like to read a couple of things. And this is from Natural News, and it's how to tell when you're in an unfree state, when your government is doing something. And one of them is the threat of martial law, and how have you heard that? Forcing your children to take poisons or putting them under child protection services. That's already happened. One is nationwide manhunts involving the FBI to find people and force them to take vaccinations, and that's what's happened to the soldiers. They were giving dishonorable discharges when they wouldn't take these guinea pig drugs they were trying to make them take. Four, wondering if you need to flee to another country to preserve your freedom. There's a big movement to move to Panama and several different places. Five, if doctors call the police to prevent you from visiting competent cancer centers outside the country, that's happening already. If your doctor claims to be practicing integrative medicine and then calls the police when you don't want to submit to chemotherapy, and that's in the courts right now. They're trying to force people into chemotherapy, and they're saying, I have a right to die the way I want. If you're blasted by mainstream media for supporting a mother's right to keep her teenage son from having an injection of toxic chemicals, if you walk into the hospital and they handcuff you and steal your child forcibly and give them vaccinated. I mean, all of these in this list. And I got this from naturalnews.com. And I want to hurry because I want to play James's music as we go out.
Oh,
so nine on this was, if the state calls you medically negligent for feeding your child raw foods or herbs or a holistic diet, or if you put your child on a diet other than that prescribed by a physician. You know, it's crazy. You know, give them white bread and potato chips and look at all the – when you walk down the street, do you see a lot of overweight children now? The other day I saw a little kid that was as wide as he was tall. And he must have been 3 or 4 years old. It was kind of crazy.
Aww.
Here's number 10. If you disagree with your psychiatrist, in their response, he diagnoses you with oppositional defiance order and demands that you be put on psych drugs. This naturalnews.com has a lot of articles about the swine flu. Dr. Horowitz has a lot of information about it. It's all over the news. You probably heard enough, but the antidote is to get in touch with Renee Allman and James Marshall. Give out your website again.
Life Light Therapy, LifeLightTherapy at gmail.com.
Okay,
Life Light Therapy at gmail.com.
And you'll either download it to them or send them a disc, either one.
Right. Either one, whichever they prefer.
Okay, we only have a couple of minutes left, and so I am going to start this again so people can hear this music, and if they want to protect their family, they need to get in touch with you. Thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure always, Sherry. And have a great evening, and good night to everybody. And let's all fight back, and we can do this. We can win this war. We can. We're here. We're able-bodied, and we're ready.
And you can give them James' email to get in touch with you again.
Is there a personal...
They
have questions.
I'm sorry, I can't
hear
you breaking up.
If they have questions.
Mm-hmm.
Email.
You broke up. I lost you. Are you there?
Have questions? Should they write to that same email address?
Yeah, they can write to that email address, but he gets both. He has we specifically designed that. He has an assistant working that email to ask. He can answer any question on there as well.
Thank you, Renee.
And
tell James thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll stay in touch. We'll go out with the music. We have 2 minutes left.
Awesome.